My dear brothers and sisters, this is, as our missionaries would say, an awesome situation. I want to thank at this time my parents for the good example that they set for me. There was one time in my life, and my mother, I imagine she might be listening, doesn't know this, that if it wasn't for the love that I knew she had for me, as I knelt down one night to pray, as she had taught me, and I prayed because I was at a situation where I just was going to throw away everything that I had. And as I started praying, I started thinking of her and thinking of the love that she had for me. And as I cried and as I prayed, and it took most of the night, I am so grateful that I knew that she loved me. I am grateful for my wife. In the past many years that we have been married and been together, I have known that she has loved me. And because of this love that I have felt for them and they have felt for me, I am here today. I am grateful for President Kimball. I saw some young people sitting in front of me when we were singing We Thank Thee, O God, for Prophet. I imagine they would have liked to have come up and sat where I sat just now. I know that this is the work of the Lord. I know that He lives. I know this. I know that these men, the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve, are prophets and apostles, seers and revelators, and if we'll follow them, we will have eternal life. I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.